I asked Dave Burrell how he got involved in composing and how his work evolved.
In stages, the idea of composing a piece and people saying, "That's good," gave me confidence. And it was good, and it was good for something on my friend's wedding. And was it good for dancers that I wanted to collaborate? Maybe not, but it was good for one thing. And then I started to realize that, well, I can compose for dancers too. It would have to be more rhythmic. And then so on and so forth. I can compose for some jazz folks and some classical folks that want to jam together. What would that piece be like? And I had very close friend critics around me that say, "Dave, that one sounds like the other one. And so then the other one is far better." And then I learned from that experience.
You've been artist in residence at the Rosenbach for a while, right?
Yes,
so what is the arrangement, and how many compositions have you created, and what's coming up?
Well, this year, this new commission at the Rosenbach Museum and Library, there are seven compositions. And the seven compositions include Battle of Vicksburg, Battle of Gettysburg, and a suite for the Emancipation Proclamation.
So you learn all about the subject, and then you sit down with the idea of evoking the emotions that the facts evoke in you?
Yes. Another example, the Battle of Vicksburg, when I said to my colleagues that this piece is... the inspiration came from, I think, the technical inspiration came from my knowledge and as a kid singing Ave Maria. And the actual battle is the home of my grandfather on my father's side, who was from Vicksburg, Mississippi. And the history that I read about the battle was that Ulysses S. Grant did not take prisoners after the battle was won. He paroled the Confederate troops and fed the town of Vicksburg that was starving. And it was near starvation during that battle, and it was a long, drawn-out siege. So in comparison to the Battle of Gettysburg, which was a fast-pitched battle, that could not be inspired by Ave Maria. It would have to be more of an atonal clash of semitones and an avant-garde kind of approach.
So some of these pieces are, so they're different in tone from each other depending on what their inspiration was?
They are exactly different, yes, depending on what I'm able to conceive as the takeaway from Battle of Vicksburg for me was that after it was won, there were no prisoners. And in war, that's very unusual. And it seems when people are starving, at least in my experience, it's so very painful that it becomes almost... so spiritual that there's a calm, and a calm and a very weeping, sorrowful calm. And that's what this piece portrays.
Is this a very different way of composing to look at these historical stories? And for you, is it a different?
Yeah, I don't think that I ever had an opportunity as unique. This residency has opened my eyes, if you will, to that there are ways of going about composing that are still interesting to me. And the only way that I can go beyond the realm of just being a jazz composer, I just want to be able to say that I'm a composer that can satisfy any situation. I think that the Civil War project makes that possible because I've had songs that, for example, one title is called Mama, I'm Still Hungry. And it would take maybe a war to bring out so many different aspects.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members.